At City Hall today, those for and against New York's university expansion plans held separate press conferences before a full day of hearings before the City Council Subcommittee on Land Use, Zoning and Franchises. WBAI's Aman McDonough has more on this story.
New York City Council held a public hearing today on the New York University 2031 expansion plan. Over 300 local residents rallied on the steps of City Hall before the hearing, stating the plan is bad for New York City and NYU. The plan calls for 2 million square feet of new buildings in Greenwich Village and the tearing down of more than an acre of open space, including the historic Sasaki Garden. It is also estimated to cost about $5 billion, potentially raising NYU tuition past $58,000. Though many are opposed, including many of NYU's faculty, to the plan, NYU President Sexton and other administrators insist that this plan is necessary for students and faculty to provide their students with enough room for proper education. David Verber, chair of Community Board 2, says that there is just not enough room for more buildings in Greenwich Village.
No, there's a lot of fluff in the plan, and the last gentleman was absolutely wrong. These jobs, there's just so much, you know, this area cannot contain any more building. It's not zoned for it. It's just how much room, how much can you stick into the sausage of Greenwich Village? Other community boards have said we have space, Board 1, Lower Manhattan, and of course you could relocate buildings and jobs to other locations. That's just nonsensical thinking.
Creating a second rally, construction workers spoke out in favor of the plan because they argue it would provide them with jobs. Unemployment in New York is 9%. Paul Fernandez, chief of staff BCTC of Greater New York, says that the expansion plan will provide 2,400 jobs every year for the next 20 years.
We're gathered today as NYU presents their core plan to the City Council, urging them to vote yes on the proposed plan. NYU 2031 is an essential part of securing the financial future of small businesses in Greenwich Village. The plan would generate an additional 2,400 jobs every year for the next 20 years, more than $490 million in economic output, and nearly $27 million annually in city taxes over the next 20 years. NYU is a great economic engine and job generator for Greenwich Village and the city. And in order for the university to continue its strong presence, it must grow. I'm confident that the City Council will make the right decision and approve the application because it's good for Greenwich Village, it's good for Manhattan, and it's good for New York City.
Local residents like Itzhak Beery wonder why expansion cannot move to other open areas such as the Bronx or Staten Island.
Well, I'm against it, totally against it. I don't think that we need another hotel or another underground lab. What we need is to return the village to the people of the village. You know, the artists, the creator people, not another real estate corporation. And there are so many other places, alternative places for NYU, and if they want to expand, why wouldn't they take Staten Island or any other island or any other disadvantaged place like the Bronx? Or, you know, they can have a renaissance for areas that they really need that.
Following the two rallies, the City Council Subcommittee on Land Use, Zoning and Franchising held a public hearing. An extract from the hearing follows.
If you want to testify, you need to fill out one of these witness slips. If you have any signs, you cannot hold them over your head. If you have something to say, you wait until you come up to the table. Do not scream out. Do not yell out anything. If you do that, you will be asked to leave and you will be revoked the right to come in here for the rest of the day.
My name is Mark Weppert. I'm the chair of the Zoning and Franchises Subcommittee of the New York City Council. I want to welcome everybody here today to City Hall on this very hot day. At least the air conditioning is working. So let me just do a couple of ground rules before we get started.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is John Sexton. I'm a lifelong New Yorker. As you can tell from the accent, I love this city and I love NYU. And as president of NYU, I'm privileged to be here before the council to speak about a proposal that I hope you'll become convinced is good for both the city and NYU.
Councilmember Chin.
Thank you, Chair Weppert. Over the course of the day, we will hear from elected official, Community Board 2, NYU faculties, and hundreds of Greenwich Village residents and New York University. This is an opportunity for my colleagues on the City Council to hear your thoughts, feelings, and concern firsthand, It is also an opportunity for my colleagues to ask questions and explore the details of this proposal. That said, I strongly believe that this plan is unacceptable in its current form. The amount of density that NYU has proposed is out of scale with the surrounding community. The concern that people have raised that NYU is trying to shoehorn this project into too small of a space is justified. NYU tell us their immediate need is for more classroom, lecture halls, study space, student housing. Anything outside of these needs must take a back seat in this proposal. However, I also want to acknowledge that NYU is an important institution, and this proposal will bring thousands of jobs and new opportunity to our city. It is important for our city and for the village that NYU remains competitive and has the space to grow. Throughout this process, I have tried to keep an open mind, and I have maintained that it is possible to strike a balance that upholds the integrity of the Greenwich Village and meets NYU's immediate academic needs.
Councilmember Comrie.
Okay. Good morning. What other space does NYU own outside of the superblocks that is could be developed within the footprint? And actually, let me go to a more philosophical question. And New York is a commuter city. The NYU is a commuter school to a lot of people. Why the need to only develop within the superblock area? And is there a plan within 2031 to develop the other properties within the NYU footprint? And can you explain why the focus is on just developing the superblock area?
John Sexton. First, let me take the issue of alternative space within the core. Alternative space within the core certainly is available, and what we've tried to do here is make an honest assessment.
City Council Subcommittee will have a vote in July. For WBAI Evening News, I'm Iman McDonough.